man. It's 6:50 at 5:50 KTSA FM 107.1. Trey Ware page at KTSA.com. So, a couple of days ago, I was telling you about this Project Veritas video. Undercover. Another one of these videos where, you know, James O'Keefe and his organization, and this was this guy that they were having lunch with, supposedly from Pfizer, who's research and development at Pfizer, right? And his name is Jordan Tristan Walker. And he was talking about how they are manipulating the COVID-19 virus so that they can sell more vaccines, keep it going, mutate it, put their hands all over it, make sure it's mutating so they can make more vaccines for it. And he's popping off about that undercover video. So I told you about that. And this is all, of course, alleged, right? So then James O'Keefe from Project Veritas walks in and confronts this guy. And as he confronts him, the guy loses his stuff, man. Goes absolutely crazy. So we've got the sound from that and everything, but first I want to go to Chip Roy. He's on the Stevens Roofing Newsmaker Hotline. My congressman, great congressman here from the state of Texas, representing us very well in D.C. Congressman, good morning to you.
Morning, Trey. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Well, I'm in the swamp. Got a few votes this morning, but we're at least pumping out some good stuff today on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And, you know, yesterday we had a bunch of votes on the floor of the House. For the first time since May of 2016, members of the House were offering amendments on the floor. And we had two-minute votes, cranked through them.
Wow.
So, you know, we're trying to make the House great again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I love that. Let's talk about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I've been on that this morning talking about how Joe, I call him Jackass Joe, but anyway, Joe has been selling it off to China. And Ted Cruz, our great senator from Texas, who you know extremely well, has filed legislation to keep him from doing that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, totally agree. We passed legislation last week along those lines in the House. We debated today, or going to debate some more, and offering amendments to further restrict his ability to abuse the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The fact that it was, I can't remember the exact number, he got $500 million of barrels of oil, and he sold off, like half of it or more, and dwindled it down to small numbers, very clearly and specifically for political purposes to drive down the price of gasoline because of his failed policies, because of their constraint on our, energy production, and because of their bad economic policies and the extent to which he wanted to do that literally because of political purposes is problematic. This is supposed to be there in the case of emergency,
mm-hmm.
and now we've dwindled it down. Now increasing that stockpile then gets expensive to do when we were able to buy that down at cheaper rates. So we need to try to put some constraints in place to stop Joe from doing that again in the future.
All right. I want to talk with you specifically about something else, too, that's near and dear to my heart and yours, too, is this border situation. Earlier in the week, our liberal media here in San Antonio was making it seem as though you were doing something horrible by saying you wanted to use the debt ceiling fight to seal up the border. Well, I think that's exactly what we need to do. You have been right on point. Every time you've talked about not funding these agencies and cutting it off, because it's exactly what Congress is supposed to do. You guys hold the purse strings. So I'm giving you a chance because the liberal media wanted to bash you. I want you to talk about that for a minute or two and what your plans are to seal up the border.
Yeah, well, no surprise what the media in San Antonio wants to do. We had a situation where Nicole Bishop, the DA out in Kendall County, and I wrote a great op-ed about how human beings were stopped in Kendall County, being trafficked in a car, two bound up in a trunk. One was an American citizen working for a cartel member. They were taking these young migrants to stash houses in Houston, where all manners of terrible things would happen to these migrants. And the San Antonio Express News wouldn't even print our op-ed. We had to print it in a national online journal, like National Review. That's what we're dealing with the media in San Antonio. But thank you, Trey, for giving me a chance to talk about what we're trying to do to protect American citizens and protect migrants. I get so sick of them saying that we're somehow anti-migrant because we believe we should detain people at the border, process them for any claims they have, or turn them away so that we can stop the flood that's empowering cartels and allowing them to put little girls into sex trafficking and get raped in stash houses. We got to stop that stuff. And yeah, we'll use the debt ceiling. Yeah, we'll use the funding process this year when we're debating appropriations to try to demand that the Department of Homeland Security actually, I don't know, call me crazy, secure the homeland.
Amen.
If we're going to take our tax dollars and go give it down the street to Alejandro Mayorkas, who shouldn't even be there in the first place. So if any of the media in San Antonio have a problem with me trying to use the power of the purse like our founders, like James Madison wrote in Federalist 58 that we're supposed to do it, then maybe they need to go back and take civics 101 instead of trying to poison the well among the people of San Antonio who know better.
You rock. That's all I'm going to say. I hope you have a blessed weekend, man, and I'll see you very soon. Take care, Chip.
All right. God bless, Trey. Take
you
care.
Too. That's a great congressman right there, doing it the right way. All right. Back in just a minute. Wearing Ryman X, KTSA.
When your best friend can't be with you, make sure